are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha, bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell. This is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
I ate something last night.
As
I shouldn't
you do?
Have.
Oh, okay.
It's something I haven't eaten in over a year.
Something you haven't eaten in over a year.
Yeah.
It's probably spoiled by now. I mean, most things can't even last a couple of weeks if you would have waited a year.
That's pretty funny. No. I had a Big Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Not good. It was not good.
Yeah.
Actually, and to make it worse, I had two Big Macs.
You ordered two. Was it like a deal?
No,
like...
I was just...
All right.
We're going through the drive-thru. I was with the kids. Uh-huh. I was just going to go home and eat because we have food at home.
Sure.
But Teddy was like starving and he had to eat and his stomach hurt and he was going to get sick if he didn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do McDonald's. Let them get like one thing. Like, we're not, if you're hungry, we'll go home and eat.
Right.
If you just need something to carry over, that's
so everybody
fine.
Gets one thing, and I'll get two Big Macs.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Yeah.
Okay.
And one kid got chicken nuggets, another kid got a. Gus, his big deal lately is he wants a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh.
He likes the bacon.
Well, who doesn't?
I know. And he, pretty obvious he's my kid.
Yeah.
I'll put bacon on that.
Uh huh.
And so everybody got something. And I was going to order one Big Mac. I didn't even want to eat. Yeah. I wasn't even hungry. But I see the picture of the Big Mac on the screen.
You know what?
And it
been a
looks
while.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And I have very, very fond memories.
Listen, a Big Mac
child,
done well is phenomenal. If all of the pieces of the Big Mac, the bun is toasted and nice, the lettuce is not soggy, there's the right consistency of the Thousand Island, the special sauce.
The hamburger isn't too spongy.
Yeah, yeah. If it's all done well, the pickles are in the right place, and it's nice and fresh. A Big Mac, I'll take that all day. But I'd say it's been, I don't know, it might have been years since I've had a Big Mac.
Yeah, I think you might be. The memory is better than the reality. Because it's the same thing. As a child, I loved Big Macs.
Have you ever made a Big Mac at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in Tulsa, when we were going to school down there.
Yeah.
We went to a store, a grocery chain. It was called Reezer's.
Yeah, Reezer's is nice. I like
and
Reezer's.
I haven't seen anywhere else other than Tulsa, Oklahoma. Uh-huh. But I remember going down the aisles and just looking at various things. They had in a container something called sandwich spread.
Yeah.
And it looked just like the Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we bought it.
Yeah.
It tasted just like the Big
that.
Mac sauce.
Yeah,
it was
that.
Identical.
We had a George Foreman grill, and we would grill a couple hamburgers on that.
Every
put
day.
Put some Big Mac sauce on there, you're good to go.
Yeah. Every day. Now, it isn't just straight Thousand Island. It's thicker.
No, there's something else to it.
There's something else to it. But this sandwich spread at Reezer's was identical.
I do remember that.
And that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, don't get the Big Mac.
Hmm.
Not as good as you think. And I'm sure I consume like 4,000 calories that I shouldn't have.
Yeah. And the Big Mac's got if you're trying to eat low carb, which whatever, but like it's got
extra
an extra
bread.
Piece of bread.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Everything about it was wrong.
Hmm.
I made a lot of wrong decisions. Now I was trying to tell the kids because they're like, Estelle, I think she was in the passenger seat and she was handing out the food and the Big Mac's in a cardboard container.
Yeah.
And she's like, ooh, it's in a fancy container. Mm-hmm. I said, back in my day.
It used to be styrofoam.
Mm-hmm. And it was even cooler.
It was cooler.
Big Mac in a styrofoam container?
Come on.
It doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't get better than that. When did they stop doing the styrofoam containers?
When they figured out it was bad for the environment.
Is it bad for the environment,
I
though?
I don't know.
Because I burned one before, and they just go away.
Well, it melts like plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it disappears.
And then it's gone. So, I don't know.
I think we should be burning more trash. Have I told you this? There's a Sweden, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or Norway, Denmark, one of those. They burn trash for electricity.
Oh.
It turns They boil water with it.
Okay.
It turns turbines and it generates power. They're so efficient at this that they started, it's cheaper for them to buy trash from other countries to burn.
Wow.
To make electricity.
Huh. Well, I mean,
I don't know why we're not doing this. Now, they said, I think 90% of it is burnable.
Mm-hmm.
10% they don't burn.
Okay.
So they do separate, like batteries and, you know, things like that. I mean, some things you can't.
I mean, if it slipped in there, what's it going to hurt?
Listen, you know? That's extra power is what I think.
I would think batteries are the perfect thing.
To burn batteries? Of course.
To generate more power?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the science checks out. Yeah. I think it really does.
Yeah. Mm. It probably produces more than it took to put in.
Yeah, I would say so, definitely. Yeah. It's a perpetually, like we perpetual should just motion. Be continuing to buy batteries just in order to burn them.
Yeah.
I would assume you could get more power from them if you burn them before they're, you know, used.
Yeah, like a fully charged.
You could get two batteries worth of power out of that. I think
we ought to be burning trash.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, we did as kids.
I'm a big fan of burning trash. I think there's not enough trash burned in America today. Yeah. All of the dumpster problems, the landfill issues.
Yeah.
So much of that. Just burn it. Just burn it. It'll be fine. I mean, I'm not
a scientist.
I don't
see a problem with it.
Don't see a problem with it. No.
Yeah. I mean, they claim the ozone is disappearing because of it. But
now, my stance on science has been, you know, pretty well laid out. I'm anti-science.
How do they see, you can't see the ozone.
I feel like it's something they made up, you know, to control us.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
is. And then there was something, when we lived in Tulsa, I haven't seen this anywhere else. They had signs on the freeway. It said ozone alert.
Mm.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It's like on really hot days, there was an ozone alert.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
What's an ozone alert?
What a waste of government. It's just typical.
It's fake.
Government.
Fake news. So anyways, don't get the Big Mac. Hmm. It's not worth it. Now, after this, we're going to go to rallies, and I'm going to
get
the rally.
Rallies is a different situation.
Or the Big Buford.
You go to McDonald's, you just know where you're at. Just get a McDouble, you'll be fine.
Listen, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
McDouble's fine.
McDouble is fine.
Yeah.
It's not higher echelon, but you know what it is.
What really hacks me off is my wife, whenever we go, she wants the double cheeseburger.
Mm. Just get the McDouble.
The McDouble is significantly cheaper.
Yes, significantly.
And all it is
one less piece of cheese. I mean, sure. Would I like that extra piece of cheese? Sure, I would.
Come on.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know.
It might be cheaper to get a McDouble with extra cheese.
You should try that.
sir, that's called a double cheeseburger?
No,
I just want the McDouble with
extra piece of
cheese.
Yeah. That might work.
Yeah. I might try that.
The system.
So, what do you got?
What do I have? Well, Monday was Memorial Day. Honoring, you know, those who... I'm a patriotic person by nature. You know,
those who have fallen.
I love our country,
yeah.
And so I'm very patriotic. I was going for a walk the other day. Been walking a lot more lately. And I was walking by, it was a funeral home. And outside of the funeral home, it had like a raised garden bed thing with flowers and bushes and stuff. And inside of that, they had, in the mulch, they had flags that are about this big, you know.
Yeah.
In there. So I'm walking by and there was a big windstorm like the day before and four or five of the flags were kind of like tipped over a little bit.
So you straightened them out.
And so, as I'm walking by, you know, I'm popping them in, just doing my civic duty, doing what I can.
That's the right thing to do.
You know? And then I have one and I went to pop it in and it broke.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to do.
You're in trouble now.
It's snapped in half. It's like kind of still holding on, but it's basically snapped in half. And I was like, and now I don't want to just be standing here messing with this and somebody at the place looking at me like, hey, what are you doing? You know,
yeah, started off as a good deed. Now it looks like you're desecrating.
Now
it
looks like I'm desecrating. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just kind of laid it against a bush. Because I didn't know. Because I thought, well, maybe I should just take it. You know what I mean?
And then now you stole a flag. Yeah,
I know.
I think I probably would have just
and then
put it in my pocket.
Just like, or like walk it inside, be like, this flag broke. And we, how did it break?
I was
putting the flag. What do you mess with our flags for? Who told you? Well, they weren't, you know, listen, that's our problem. We'll take care of that. We don't need you messing with their flags. What are we going to do with a broken flag, you know? The whole situation was very stressful. I mean, I went from just feeling like a combination of Abraham Lincoln.
Like someone's going to, see, as you were telling the story, I'm like, someone's going to stop him. Some like World War II vet is going to come up on a cane.
Shut
and
it.
Thank you.
It wasn't in vain because you straightened a flag.
Yeah. he served on D-Day.
Yeah, I
saw that's, six of his best friends.
Something
give their
like
life.
That is what was yeah. playing through my brain.
Yeah,
you know,
somehow like a film crew mm-hmm. catches you accidentally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they come up like
local
what's
man.
Going on?
Yeah. You know, restores confidence in America or something. That's right. I thought like a line of SUVs would pull up yeah. and Donald Trump would jump out and shake my hand. Yeah, and be like, God bless you, son. Yeah. You know. But that's not what happened.
No.
I broke a flag. So I went from euphoria to feeling like I was the greatest American of all time yeah. to, I mean, people are either going to think I'm desecrating the flag right. or I've stolen a flag.
Yeah.
It's just, it was a really stressful situation. So needless to say, I mean, hightailed it.
As long as you didn't have a lighter and you're like.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be really bad.
I mean, that would be next level. Mm-hmm. You don't want to yeah. burn the flag.
No, no, I wouldn't do that. But.
It's like that one up there?
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of like that flag up there. It's a little bigger, actually, than that flag.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just, the whole thing was pretty stressful for me, and I have a sense that people probably saw it happen. There was probably yeah. somebody inside watching
well,
it
Well, you
all
know,
go
now
down.
They've got those doorbell ringers mm-hmm. on everywhere.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. there's always, like, anything that happens now, they catch footage of that from yeah. across the street. Somewhere there's yeah. video
I
of you
I felt like
breaking
of me,
a flag.
Of breaking I felt like if I had just put it in my pocket, somebody was going to see that and be like, dude, what the heck? You steal a flag. So yeah. I don't know. I just kind of leaned it up against the thing and I felt bad about it. So what's the deal with the half mast situation? Does it feel
what
like
you
to you like every flag is always at half mast
oh.
all the time?
I thought you said half mask.
Have we lightened our standard of what requires the flag to be at half mast? Because I feel like, because my kids ask me, if when I was a kid, you would see the flag at half mast and you would know like a president died.
Right.
Or it's, I don't know, some major,
big.
It was a
yeah.
big thing.
Yeah.
Now I feel like flags are at half mast all the time. The kid's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. I think they just keep them at half mast.
Yeah. I feel like it's,
am I wrong about that?
No,
maybe there's
overused.
Something I don't know. If you watch or listen to the show
it's
and
overused.
You know more about it than I do.
Because it's coincided with the 24/7 365 media.
Right.
Because when we were kids, that didn't exist.
Right.
Technically,
so,
CNN was around.
Somebody somewhere dies, and so we better put the flag at half mast to show respect.
Or they're afraid that if they don't,
yes.
then it looks like that they don't care about that person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, it
yeah.
should be reserved for the most elite of everybody.
I yes.
Right?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
In particular, someone meaningful to the nation.
Dies.
Not like a Hollywood celebrity.
President.
Yeah. And senator.
Senator. Well, there's a lot of senators. They die every day, I think.
Not every day.
Does it have to be a senator in office? I mean,
or
how many senators are there?
They don't die every day.
I don't know.
There's 100 senators.
I don't.
That means we'd go through 3 cycles of Congress every year.
We don't do that? I feel like the line should be drawn above senator.
So what? President and what else?
Presidents, maybe like highly decorated generals, you know.
Above a senator?
Yeah, like Eisenhower. Well, he ended up being a president. Like Patton, you know, somebody
yeah,
who
yeah.
did something for, you know, the
Norman
war
Schwarzkopf.
Effort. Norman Schwarzkopf. I feel like he would belong on that list. I just feel like every senator that dies, I don't know. That's just
like
a
for
lot.
For a day? Just
like
one day?
Like one senator in like that was like in 1974 served like one term in Montana, and then me in Marion, Ohio, I'm going to put my flag at half mast for that guy.
Well, is it nationwide or is it just in that? Because like the state of
so
Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, if the senator from
oh,
Ohio
okay.
died,
no, I guess I'm okay
the governor
with that.
Says, like, you know what, we're going to honor the senator for mm-hmm. Ohio. He served mm-hmm. from here to here.
Like if Neil Armstrong ever
well,
dies,
that's
which
a national,
I think
he's dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Are you sure about
he
that?
He took the UFOs with him.
Okay.
He's dead.
I feel like Neil Armstrong deserves
yeah,
it.
Yeah, John Glenn.
So when you say senator, you mean like if your local senator, if
yeah.
a local senator, okay, so not
yeah,
like.
Yeah, the senator from Arkansas died.
Yeah, somebody in
care.
New Hampshire shouldn't have to put
yeah,
their flag
care.
At half mast for that guy. Okay,
I mean,
no, no, no.
Listen,
I
care about life in mm-hmm. general.
Or if,
I don't
or
care
if you had like a city where the you had like a long-standing mayor, and he
sure.
had been mayor for years and years and had done a lot or whatever.
Right. The city of Columbus is going to recognize the passing of the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But San Diego shouldn't represent,
yeah.
or, you know, mm-hmm. the passing of a Columbus
and
mayor.
And so I feel like when people are just regular people are getting shot or killed or there are things that happen that people
regular
are,
people.
you know, just like normal people, not special people, you know, like people who are
everybody's special.
You would think that, but you know that it's in your heart of hearts, you know that that's not true.
No, there's a lot of losers out there. Yeah.
I don't know. I was just hoping that maybe you could shed some light on that. I just don't know that the protocol. Is there like a website that I can check?
I don't know.
That says today's a day that you put your flag. Because if I ever had a flag that I was responsible for,
yeah,
I would want to know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know?
We got in trouble in sixth grade. It was our class's responsibility to put the flag up.
Yes.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, now listen. I'm not responsible for this.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there when it happened.
I get it. You're 12 years old. You know, I mean, you can only do so much at that point.
I'm like Gideon's age.
Yeah.
Okay, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
We put it upside down.
Oh. On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh.
And some like vet comes in.
Yeah.
Like storming mad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Storming Norman mad.
Yeah.
Schwarzkopf.
Now.
That's the first time we've ever referenced Norman Schwarzkopf twice.
Yeah. So we fixed it and then we got, and we got lectured.
Yeah.
But
you know what, in the future though, maybe don't put 12 year olds in charge of that function, you know, maybe put an adult out there with them, you know, just to be like, hey, Phil, why don't you walk out there with these 12 year old idiots just in case they do something stupid with the flag.
Well, we learn how to fold
it. Or just look at them from the window. You know what I mean? Just to watch them. Okay.
Check.
They're going, they're doing the thing. All right, we're good. You know, maybe just don't send those kids out by themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not anybody's fault except for the adults. That was a leadership decision.
Yeah, I agree. It was a learning experience, honestly.
I always felt very honored to do the flag. I took it very responsibly. Yeah. And the whole folding of it, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. We've lost that, right? Do kids do that anymore? That's not a thing.
I don't know. Stella, have you ever put up a flag?
I think the student council did it.
Like once?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Flags. I mean, I think that's I had two flag related items.
What was the other one?
No, the half mass and I that I broke a flag.
Okay, so we had someone send something in again.
Okay.
So this was Jeremiah Tibbetts from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Sent this in. What?
Nothing.
I don't know what's so funny.
It's a funny name, Jeremiah Tibbetts.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you're making fun of him.
Yeah.
And there's a corresponding thing that goes
Tibbetts sounds like a brand of dog food, you know?
Tibbetts and Bits?
I don't know. Like,
I think it's Kibbetts and Kibbles.
Stop feeding your dog Olroy. I give my dog Tibbetts.
Yeah. It's the
what
best.
Is it? Where's the present?
Listen, I'm prepping you.
Okay.
And actually, it's a dog reference.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I wonder if that's weird. That's so bizarre. He wants to know.
Jeremiah Tibbetts.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The Mount Rushmore of things for dogs to pee on.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, what would immediately come to mind?
Well, it's a fire extinguisher. I mean, a fire hydrant. Oh, I like this. Is this a bank?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah, I think it's a bank.
Oh, it's a piggy bank, yeah.
So where's the...
Oh, it's in the back.
Oh, it's got a coin slot in
That's
the back
pretty
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's a little
Maybe
fire
we
hydrant.
Should save up some money, put some coins in it every week until we get enough money to get our own studio away from the 7-Eleven.
I feel like it's coming soon. We're soon going to be in a new studio.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so I like this. So this is the George Washington of things for dogs to pee on.
Yes, it's a fire hydrant.
Okay, do you have another suggestion?
I think telephone pole.
Okay.
Or electric pole. I mean, I don't know. Are they the same thing? Do they have telephone wires anymore? Or is everything cell
That's
phone?
Still a thing. But we could say telephone pole.
Telephone pole.
I
think fire hydrant, telephone pole.
Tree.
Oh, yeah. And that's probably the Lincoln.
And then I would say the last one would be another dog.
That's pretty good. I was thinking like a street sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand because I walk my dog and my dog stops at every object to try to pee on it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So if you're walking the dog, it's going to be what? A tree, a fire hydrant. Telephone pole.
Has your dog ever actually peed on a fire hydrant? I've walked by fire hydrants with my dog, and he just walked right by them. I was like, come on, man. That's like
What? That's gold. That's prime territory.
This is like what you live for. You know, like how you had probably woke up today hoping that you'd see a fire hydrant. You just walk by it.
But yeah.
He's not a fan of the fire hydrant.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He likes to pee on bushes and trees and
organic material.
Organic material.
Yeah.
My wife's flowers. He always loves to pee on those and then they get burnt. And he'll pick one. Actually, he picks one. She puts the flower pots out, but he just pees on one and then all the flowers on that one just burn out. And you can't really stop it.
Yeah.
You know, if he's outside, he's just going to do it. So.
Well, it's a dog. So.
Huh. So what do we got? We got fire hydrant.
Yes. Telephone pole.
Telephone pole.
Tree.
Tree. And other dogs.
You think other dogs? You think they pee on other dogs?
Sure, they pee on other dogs. They pee on humans sometimes, too.
That's true. That's gross.
I mean, it's a marking your territory thing. It's the ultimate, you know, I own you move.
Dog's never peed on me.
That you know of.
Yeah, if that happens, we have no more dog.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. My dog's never peed on me. I've been peed on by a dog before. But it was like a puppy. Actually, it was just a few weeks ago. And it was like a really high energy, big dog kind of puppy thing. And it was just jumping all over me and stuff. And it was just like, you know, excited. You walk in, it's just so excited and it can't stop jumping on you. It's also so excited they can't stop peeing. And so by the time they got the dog out of there, I'm just covered
in dog pee.
Dog urine.
That's not
good. It was disturbing.
Well, thanks, Jeremiah. That was...
That was a pretty easy Mount Rushmore. There was not a lot of discussion there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if someone wants to stump us and send us something else.
Listen, I don't think, I mean, we can, Mount Rushmores are, that's our bread and butter.
Yeah, you can't stump that.
I don't think you can stump
it. I did have a thought for another one.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of animals to ride.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I saw a post, I can't remember. I'd give credit to whoever posted this, but they said, how many animals did we have to ride before we realized the horse was like, okay, we're cool with this?
Mm. Right? I would say the top three.
Horse. That's number one.
Number two, very close behind, is camel.
Yeah.
And then I would say number three is elephant.
I was going to say elephant. Yeah. I think those are the big three, right?
Yeah.
Elephant, camel,
horse.
Now, are we going to go donkey or mule?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people ride donkeys and mules. I mean, they're better...
pack animals.
Yeah, like off-terrain kind of situations.
Right.
Trying to think of another animal that people just ride. Some people ride ostriches.
I've seen
that. That's like a thing.
Yeah. A bull? Riding the bull?
Yeah, bull riding is like a whole... There's a whole sport built around it.
Yeah.
Except you only ride it for 7 seconds. But
well, it depends on the bull.
So like literally millions of dollars.
So I feel like bull riding needs to be on that.
When in Billings, Montana, when the bull riding like circuit, the professional bull riding like top league or whatever would come through, it would be like $50, $60, $70 tickets to go watch this. Where the rodeo you could get, which is way more fun, the rodeo, because there's 100 different things.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, $15. But the bull riding is like a big deal.
Didn't your daughter ride a sheep?
She did ride a sheep, yeah. She went to we were at a rodeo, and they do this thing where you could sign your kid up to be eligible to ride the sheep, you know, out of the gates with the same guys that are riding the horses and the bulls and all that stuff, the same gates, you get loaded up in them and stuff.
Yeah.
And she won. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that there were maybe 5,000 people there. It was July 4th in the mountains in Montana.
Was it Abby?
It was Abby.
Okay.
And they told her that that because there was a winner that they picked.
Yeah.
And that the winner was based upon crowd, mostly
engagement.
In crowd engagement. Like if the crowd loved it, then your score would be better. And so she rode it for a while. Some kids, it was so intense. It was so...
How old was she at the time?
I would say it was 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago.
So she's 12?
So she's 12 now, so she's six, five, six, six, something like that.
Yeah.
So first of all, you got a lot of these kids that are like, you could just tell, like I'm wearing flip-flops, cargo shorts, and a t-shirt.
To a rodeo.
You know what I mean? Like to a rodeo. I'm just a guy. Yeah. And all of these other dads are dressed kind of like you, actually, you know, maybe. Yeah, cowboy boots and hats, and you know what I mean? They're just, you know, and their kids are out there. And the kids, it is so intense because there's so many people there.
Yeah.
And these sheep are freaking out. Like in these, they're just jumping up and down, just going nuts in the gate. And people are yelling and screaming. you know, and it's super intense. And I got Abby, and Abby looks at me, and she's like welling up, like, I don't want to do this now, because she was excited about it before. Like, I was like, you're going to do this. We're doing this. And some of the other kids didn't even do it. They just started screaming and ran away, and their dads are going after them and stuff.
Yeah.
And so usually the sheep goes out, and the kid falls down immediately. Falls immediately. Yeah. Abby rode the sheep almost all the way into the middle of the thing, and then she was told, because of crowd participation, it was super muddy that day. She falls off. She's super muddy. She stands up, and she dabs.
Oh.
And the crowd goes nuts. The Cowboys are loving it, but she did not win. I feel like there was some kind of political...
Yeah.
Somebody knew somebody.
They saw you.
Yeah, they said that we're not letting this doofus...
He's got flip-flops on.
Yeah, I literally, and I was so muddy because I got down in the stock with her to kind of like load her up, and the guy was like, he was like, just get her on there. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never even been to a rodeo.
This is my first rodeo.
This is my first rodeo, literally. He's like, just put her on. I was like, okay, you know, and so
she grabbed the fur?
Well, yeah.
Is there a saddle?
There was not a saddle. Yeah, you just kind of hold. You just kind of grab
it.
Bear
hug it.
Yeah, just kind of hug it. And she did. I mean, I was proud of her. She kind of, I got a picture of it because I was taking pictures as fast as I could.
Yeah.
And so the first picture she's on, and then dun, 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 and then finally she's on the ground. Yeah. Know? So yeah, that was quite an experience. It was super
intense.
I'd like
to see Gideon try that.
Yeah.
Because he could, I think he's so competitive. Abby's competitive.
Abby's
too.
Crazy competitive. Yeah. You know, but there's I mean, this is a sheep. You know what I mean? Like this thing.
Michaela's not doing that.
No, Michaela would not have done that. She would not have liked that. The sheep does not want you on top of it.
No,
the sheep is not a
That's
fan.
That's what I'm
of
saying.
That.
How many animals, other than what we just named, was it horse,
camel,
elephant. Mule, donkey, bull.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and the bull doesn't want you on it. Like,
no.
Nobody rides a bull, and the bull, I mean, like, just for like a daily, like, this is my ride, is
right,
a bull.
Right.
You know,
right,
I'm taking
right.
the bull into town.
So, apart from those things, what else can you ride?
Ostrich. I mean, I'm sure you could ride a rhinoceros, but, you know, like.
That seems super dangerous.
It does seem dangerous.
Hippo.
I mean, you could. That also would be very dangerous.
I mean, other big animals, right? A lion? Could you ride a lion?
I mean, I think technically you probably could, but...
Lions are big.
Yeah. I mean, technically...
Like a male lion?
Or like a tiger. Tigers are very big.
Yeah.
There are lots of other big animals.
Oh, He-Man rode a tiger, right?
Yeah.
Like a green tiger.
I believe so.
It had a red saddle.
It had a saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was fantastical. I mean, that's like a different situation.
It was a tiger.
Yeah. I think...
It'd be pretty cool if you rode in on a tiger.
Yeah, no, that'd be sweet. Everyone would be like, this guy. I think the four are, just without overthinking it, I think it's horse, camel, elephant, and then...
Bull. There's a bull riding. Because
there's a
whole
thing.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll say bull.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Listen, send us some Mount Rushmores.
We love to do. I could do Mount Rushmores all day.
Yeah. We do them in our fun time when we do family get-togethers and bonfires and stuff. We just do Mount Rushmores the whole time.
Hey, Mount Rushmore of states that have five vowels in them. that would take a little bit of work, yeah.
There's some research involved in that one. I did ask you, so we were together on Memorial Day, or was it Memorial Day?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I had retold the bat story to my sister and her husband who had not, they don't watch the podcast.
Mm-hmm. No.
They don't listen or
anything. Nor should they.
No, I don't expect them to. I think they would like it, but
well, I don't know.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
But out of that conversation popped up Amy, our sister, telling a story. She had a bat in her house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we said, well, the bats eat mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have a bat or mosquitoes in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Then I pose a question.
A million mosquitoes or one bat?
Yeah. Would you rather have... Living in your house, 1 million mosquitoes or one bat?
To me, that's one of the easier questions in the world.
It's one bat.
It's one bat. A million mosquitoes?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, you would just be covered all the time,
and she's
everywhere.
Like, Amy was like, can I have like a mosquito net over my bed? I'm like, sure, but you still got to go from your bed. I mean, you're going
to
wear a beekeeper uniform all day?
To go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
To watch TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, and just the constant noise and the distraction, it would be awful.
A million mosquitoes.
Yeah, but for her, it was easy. It was just like, no, I'll take the mosquitoes.
I'll take one bat.
Yeah. I would take 10 bats. At what number?
Okay, the bat to mosquito ratio.
So let's say the mosquitoes is set at a million. So how many bats do you have to get to before you're like, okay, 100? I'll take the mosquitoes? I feel like the bats wouldn't even bother you.
If you gave them a space up in the attic, yeah, or the basement, mm-hmm, like just don't come in here, my living room.
I think they mostly are active at night. So as long as you respect that and shut your door and stuff.
That's a good ratio. Bat to mosquito ratio. Now, what about the other way? Like one bat or 1,000 mosquitoes?
I'd still take the bat.
500 mosquitoes?
I'd still take the bat.
100 mosquitoes.
I don't like it when there's one mosquito in my house. I know it.
One bat or one mosquito.
So I'll take the mosquito in that sense.
Okay, two mosquitoes.
I feel like the number for me is 50.
50 mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So if you have 49 mosquitoes, you're cool.
Totally fine.
At 50.
Well, 50, I'm like, okay, that's
get
it.
Get the bat.
That's enough get already. I don't want 50 mosquitoes in my house. That's a lot.
That's a lot of mosquitoes.
But the bat ratio, I mean, how many bats versus a million mosquitoes? I mean, what would it be like living with also, how big is your house, I guess, is the other question.
That's
I mean, in my house, 100 bats would be insane.
Yeah.
I don't have a big footprint, you know, in my house. True. So
you would do 10 bats.
Also, a million mosquitoes in my house, you would be like literally like wading through them. It would be too much. So, 10 bats in my house would be a lot.
Over a million mosquitoes.
I mean, take obviously, 10 bats. I just move. If this is... I'm just not going to live in that house. Speaking of moving, I have a neighbor update.
Okay.
Remember last week I told you about my neighbor situation? No. My other neighbor just moved into the neighborhood.
People. Yeah, yeah.
So I was standing outside the other day, just on the back porch. I was doing some painting in the house, and I was literally just waiting for the paint to dry. So I stood on the back porch, and I'm just leaning, looking into my backyard. And my neighbor walks out, and he's got like a weed eater or something, and he like waves at me, you know. And I was like, okay. I was like, So
this is happening. Yeah.
So I walked out there, and how's it going? You guys get moved in, and all that kind of stuff, you know? And yeah, this and that. And I was like, yeah, I put my house up for sale too, you know. I said it's a bit awkward, and I told him, I was like, it's a little strange. It was a little awkward talking to you the other day, because it's like I was kind of like deciding to, but I hadn't fully decided to, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I just met these people. Is it weird to tell them first?
Right. So you kind of just laid
it all out. I just laid it all out there, and he was like, uh huh, yeah. Well, I gotta go. I mean, he's like, I got stuff to do. I was like, all right. And I think that'll be my last interaction with him. I don't think I'll ever talk to him again. Yeah. So
you laid too much out.
I was just so vulnerable. I was just,
I'm sorry. Listen, I didn't mean to sell my house.
It's just strange. And I think it made him feel odd.
You made him feel uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah, he was obviously very uncomfortable.
How old is this guy?
I mean, I don't know. He's
like our age.
I'd say he's a bit older than us.
Okay.
But not, you know, maybe in his upper 40s, you know, would be my guess. I don't know. But it was awkward. And I just got real. I was like, hey, man, let's just get real, man. Let's just be real with one another, you know?
The other day, remember that conversation we
had? Yeah, it was so kind of awkward. I just felt self-conscious about it because I was like, I don't know, am I going to tell this guy? And
this guy's now, he's relieved that he doesn't have to be
your neighbor. Now he's like, I'm glad these people are leaving. This guy's a weirdo.
Now
like,
we get a chance to get a real neighbor.
Yeah, it's like, I'm this guy's psychologist. I mean, what is he going to do? Like, tell me all of his problems all the time?
Yeah, so. Why is he even telling me this? I don't want to know this.
I don't know you.
I get it. People buy and sell houses. We just bought one and sold one. We get it. Why are you apologizing to me? You
can't take it personally. But I was very apologetic.
You overly apologize. Mm-hmm. That's something that you do.
I said, I'm sorry. I just thought about this. I've been thinking a lot about this because we talked about it last week. Who did I say I'm sorry to? Oh, Eric and I went out to eat. And, so we went to Thurman's.
I've never heard of it.
It's Son of Thurman's in Delaware, actually. So Thurman's is a hamburger place in Columbus.
Okay.
And there's a branch off of it. And Thurman's, a lot of people know Thurman's because it was on that show where the guy eats a bunch of food. He goes to a restaurant. Yeah. They have a challenge, you know, Man versus Food, I think is the name of the show. So he went to Thurman's, and they have a Thurmanator burger, this giant burger. And if you eat it, you get your T-shirt or whatever. I don't know. So anyway, Thurman's, they do these big hamburgers. It's actually a good place to go for keto because the burgers and the top, everything's so big.
Right.
Without the, I mean, honestly, when I've eaten them before, you can't even bite it. You know what I mean? Like you have to eat it like that. Yeah. So it's a good place to go if you're on keto. So Eric and I, we got a blue cheese, mushroom, bacon burger and split it. And for the side, instead of fries, we got a side salad. So we split the side salad. We eat the burger, you know, and the receipt comes. Erica picks up. She looks at it. She's like, "What is this?" It was a split plate, $3 charge.
Oh.
They charged just $3 to split the plate.
Yeah.
They didn't bring us two different plates. They didn't bring us extra food or extra fries or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, literally, nothing changed.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So the waitress came, and I was like, yeah, I got a question. What is this? What is this for? And she's like, well, that's when somebody splits a meal, it just goes on there. And I was like, but why? Like, what is it?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, she's like, well, I think normally, like, you would get extra fries. You know what I mean? Like, we would, if people were sharing, you would get extra fries. Or she's like, but you guys got a salad, or you'd get an extra salad. I'm like, okay, all right. If you had brought us
an extra salad,
yeah, yeah, then I guess I would understand that. But we didn't. She's like, I'll take it off. It's fine. And I told her, I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she should be, I did literally nothing wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I felt very apologetic. I don't know that I was like calling her out on this or something. So anyway, I've been thinking a lot about that. I think I say I'm sorry.
You do.
A lot.
Too much. Some would say too much.
Some would say. I don't mean to. I apologize.
You apologize about apologizing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I apologize too much.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix,
or
watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
Three movies.
Three movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
One franchise.
All right. I'll allow it.
You've done multiple movies before.
I've done all sorts of things.
Back to the
Once Future. I just said baseball.
Back to the Future. 1, 2, and 3. It's okay. On Netflix.
All right.
My kids had never seen them.
Okay.
So the little boys, the bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Harrison doesn't do a lot of, he does his own thing.
He spends a lot of time in the basement with
he
the
bats. He does. Mm-hmm. Basement and attic, mm-hmm. You know, he's okay. In that stage of life.
Sure, sure.
And I don't blame him.
Right, yeah. No.
Not at all. And Back to the Future Marathon, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
We watched 1, 2, 3 all in a row.
Okay.
One night.
Yeah.
And
I mean, 3 is no good.
Less good.
2 is all right.
Yeah.
1 is very good.
1 is very good.
Mm-hmm.
2 is okay.
What's the song?
Power of Love.
Yeah.
That's the power of love.
Bow, bow, bow. He wrote that song for the movie. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that? Who is it? Is it
Huey Lewis?
Yeah, Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah, it's. I like it. It's solid.
That's
it's
a the good power of. I could say. Oh yeah, yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah,
it holds now, up.
Kind of. I mean, it's a well done movie.
Did now, you know he's the second actor that they picked for that? Have you seen this?
No.
They shot half the movie with another actor.
Who?
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, but who?
Somebody you've never heard of.
Okay.
And they didn't like it. It wasn't going well. So then they brought in Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox is the movie.
Doc!
Yeah.
It's weird to see. So there's all of these shots, these like still pictures.
With the other person.
And there's even video of it out there with this other person. Like the exact same scene. Everything else is the same, except it's not Michael J. Fox. Yeah. It's super weird. It's like Eric Roberts, but it's not Eric Roberts. I don't know
just
who it is,
guy.
But it's just some guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Michael J. Fox did it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they redo the same jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Every movie, mm-hmm. Like they go rolling the car into mm-hmm. the big.
What
pile
is
of
the Mount Rushmore of Michael J. Fox franchise things that he's done? I would so.
Family Ties.
So Family Ties and Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's your Abraham Lincoln. Mm-hmm.
I mean, those
George
are the
Washington.
Big two for Michael J. Fox. He was also in a TV show.
Oh, Teen Wolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf.
Okay, so that's your big three.
And then he was in a TV show where he was like a mayor or in the government
or
something.
I know of it, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
To me, that's not Mount Rushmore because I can't.
You can't even name it.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, that's for sure.
Back
that's
to the
good.
Future and mm-hmm. Family Ties.
Teen Wolf is fantastic. I mean, fantastically bad, but it's fantastic.
The best is the basketball shots.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where.
It's like they found people that had never even heard of basketball before. Like, they didn't even know it existed. They had no reference point for it. And they're like, oh, the basketball is a game where you put this into that. Like, oh, okay. You know? Yeah. I mean, it was.
They're just throwing the ball
the
up.
The shots
there.
Were awful.
And every shot is the
swish.
Same swish.
It's the same stock image of a different gym somewhere, of a ball, different ball going through the same hoop the same way every single time. Doesn't matter if it's a layup. It's
it's like they're standing on top of it, throwing the ball through the hoop.
Yeah, I think that's what
it's
happened.
It's not a shot at all.
Boy, I think we're going to have a hard time filling this last Michael J.
Stella,
Fox.
Do you know any Michael J. Fox anything? No. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like he did some commercials for the disease that he had. Should we make it? I think those were kind
That's
of a big
highly
deal.
Highly insensitive. Parkinson's, is that what he had? Or
has.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
He's still alive. He's still doing his thing. So Back to the Future, Teen Wolf, Family Ties. Spin City was the name of the show.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Oh, shoot. Let me go back. Let me see if there's anything else.
Anything.
Stuart Little. He was the voice of Stuart Little. Okay. I feel like that's a thing. He was not in a lot. Doc Hollywood. The Michael J. Fox Show.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we better go Stuart Little.
Homeward Bound. The Hard Way. Stuart Little 1, 2, 3.
He was in three of them.
Yeah.
That's a whole franchise.
Are you kidding me? That's a franchise at this point. Boy, Michael J. Fox, he wasn't. Homeward Bound was kind of a big deal.
Okay. So I think it's Stuart.
He apparently was in the 2014 Annie movie. Mm. All right. So, yeah, there it is. That's a pretty good one. That's good. That's good. So Back to the Future, Family Ties.
Teen Wolf. And Stuart Little.
That's pretty good.
Listen, he's had a good life.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I think he's done well for himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back to the Future. It's on Netflix. Okay. Watch all three. I was trying to explain to my kids. It's very difficult because the future, this was filmed in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so the future from the 80s, 2015. Okay. Yeah. 2015.
And everything's
which is
flying
7
cars.
Years behind us.
What's funny is the things that they got right. And the thing, like, they were way ahead on some stuff, like the flying cars and a lot of those things. But some of the technologies.
They drilled it. Yeah.
Some of it's like they had no reference point for this.
Oh, no.
And so, like, screens are big. All the TVs are just TVs. You know what I mean?
Well, like, they had a TV that was like a wall.
Yeah.
It was like a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could watch nature or a TV show or it could be the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
It was very.
Well, I think that's a thing.
It's
I think that's some of the stuff they were way behind. They were like, no, we're all. I mean, watching it, you're like, we're way ahead of that.
Flying cars is the big and hoverboard.
The hoverboard. Yeah.
Like as a kid, you're looking at this. It's like I want a hoverboard. I want a flying car. And there's one more thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, they had a little Pizza Hut pizza thing they put in the microwave and it came out. Woof,
oh yeah.
Like a dehydrated pizza.
Yeah.
You know, and they put it in a thing and it pops out and it's like huge.
Yeah.
The self-drying clothes.
Self-drying clothes is a big deal. We don't have that.
No.
We don't have the
power laces.
The custom-fitting coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Power laces, the shoes?
Power laces. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody, though, did make that.
They tried to, like, replicate it as a like a thing.
But not to sell it.
No.
Or anything. Yeah.
They made, like, 100 pairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was difficult. Like, it was difficult explaining to my kids what the future looked like to us from the 80s. But it's 7 years behind them. What year was Teddy born? Probably about that time.
Yeah.
It's like the year Teddy was born, we were supposed to have flying cars.
For us in 1985, the year 2000 seemed like
forever.
Science fiction.
Yeah.
You know?
Now you're talking 2015.
And so we're like, they probably said, should we just make this like year 2000, 2001? They're like, let's go a little bit ahead.
Push it out there.
In reality, if they'd made it 2050,
it would have been exactly the same. Yeah.
Why didn't they? Well, I guess they wanted people to still be kicking around.
Yeah.
Like
to physically be alive.
Yeah, that's true. So they had to hit that perfect time. Yeah. That's really funny.
It's interesting. The future
is dark, though, in that movie. Isn't the future very dark? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's interesting. I like it. Now, I think the most realistic one is the past because it's the Wild West. It's like nothing changed.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
I guess.
So, I don't know. It's okay.
All right. Well, my Netflix suggestion of the week, I'm pretty upset about this. It's on Netflix. It's a TV show series called Away, starring Hilary Swank and some other people that you kind of recognize. You're like, I feel like I know that guy from something.
Hilary Swank, I get her confused with another actor, that actress that looks very similar, and always I can never figure it out.
Yeah, Hilary Swank, and this is, first of all, what I'm about ready to say, my wife said this, okay? So don't call this sexist or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's the one that said this.
Yeah, yeah.
She says Hilary Swank is a two-face. Because sometimes, you know what two-face is? It's a Seinfeld reference.
No.
Where he's dating this girl, and sometimes she's beautiful, and then sometimes she's like, you know, like if he catches her, you know. Yeah. And so, like, when his friends meet her in Seinfeld, they're man, you know, like, what, you know. So Hilary Swank, sometimes she's, like, super pretty, and then sometimes you catch her, they have, like, an angle of her. But, you know, she's also crying and stuff.
I guess I've never seen the super pretty version.
All right. Okay. Everybody has
Hilary Swank their is very common looking.
Okay.
It's just like a normal person.
I just think everyone's beautiful. So maybe that's just me, you know? Yeah, I find the beauty.
I don't think so. There's levels of like hotness.
Are we really going to do this?
I don't know. Listen, I wasn't going to name names.
Uh-huh.
But like mall hot or like Walmart hot is different.
Well, Walmart hot. I mean, that bar is pretty low. I'm Walmart hot.
There's Walmart hot.
And like, we can't. I mean, there is no Walmart hot. That's not.
Listen, it doesn't take much. Someone at Walmart is the hottest person there.
Yeah, me when I walk in.
Well, I'm not. Could be. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. But there's Walmart hot. Then there's like
the mall hot. Which grocery store do you think has the best looking people?
Target.
Okay, that's pretty quick.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
Grocery store?
Yeah. Well, there is Target grocery stores.
Yeah, super like super Targets.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I mean, like. Are we putting Costco in the list?
Do you feel like Costco's above Target?
Above Sam's Club.
For good-looking people? You feel like better?
I feel Target's the... it's Target. I won't have anything else.
What? You ever been to a Whole Foods?
I mean, a lot of those are hippies.
That's true.
Like hippie hot. That's a whole different...
Yeah, because they smell. So you got to get over that.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous discussion.
There's levels of hotness. Okay. Hollywood hot, you know, I mean, it just goes up.
Wasn't there a whole Office episode where they're trying to decide? Wasn't it Hilary Swank?
I don't know.
I feel like it was.
I don't know.
Like, is she hot or not? And there's like, it split the Office.
I kind of remember
and
that.
And like, Kevin was on one side. And I don't even want to go down the rabbit trail that they went because it was pretty funny but inappropriate. I feel like Hilary Swank was the person that they were talking about. That's funny. Well,
anyways,
either way, I find her to be an attractive human being. What's that?
The Core?
Is she in The Core?
Is that Hilary Swank or am I thinking
something else? I don't know. She was in a movie where she played a boy. That's what I remember. She's like, it was like The Boy Next Door or something. Yeah. And she played like a cross-dresser. I don't know. Anyway,
before her time.
This movie, Away, or it's a TV show, Away, it's about a mission to Mars, and she's the captain. So it's a... placed sometime in the ambiguous future. Like, we don't know. They don't give you years. But you just get the sense that it's ahead of where we are now.
How old do you think she is?
I'd say she's 47.
46.
Oh, man.
Dude, you drilled
that. I've watched a lot of Hilary. I watched the whole season over the last, like, I don't know, 14 days or something like that. So I've seen more Hilary Swank in the last 14 days than I've seen. I don't know. I don't think I've ever. No, because I watched it with her, but.
I mean, you're not watching your wife. You're watching Hilary Swank.
Tell me what's happening.
So you have watched more Hilary Swank than your wife.
No. Anyway, she's the captain. She's American. And then you've got an Indian dude, a Chinese lady, a Russian dude, and a dude from Great Britain. And... So they're on this mission to Mars that's going to unite the planet, you know, and they're going to make living on Mars sustainable. Basically, that's the mission. But obviously, to get there, it's difficult. So it just follows their journey. The whole first season is their journey to Mars. And they're going, and they run into all sorts of problems, but they make it. And the last episode of the season, they land on Mars. And then you got this sense like, okay, now it's really going to take off, you know. And it was really intense. Erica cried every episode for a while at some, I mean, it was like really hitting her because Hillary Swank has like a teenage daughter and there's all this like separation stuff and I miss you and blah, 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 blah. So, I thought it was really well done. It wasn't like dirty. There wasn't like a bunch of sex scenes or cussing or, you know what I mean? It was, it wasn't like a Christian movie, but it wasn't like going out of its way. Like it's a lot of Netflix stuff does to be like edgy, you know?
Right.
So it ended and we're like, oh, I'm going to look up when the next season comes out. Cause I'm kind of excited about seeing it. They canceled it. Netflix canceled it.
I did.
Why would Netflix cancel that?
Cause nobody liked it. Listen, I looked up, this is a Hillary Swank problem. I looked up
The Core.
She's in The Core.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I could name her from.
Yeah.
It took $85 million to make that movie.
Yeah.
It only grossed $74 million. They lost $11 million on that movie.
When you,
I think that's a Hillary Swank problem.
When you Google, because you said she looks like somebody else, when you Google Hillary Swank looks like,
what do you
think?
I don't know. I don't know the other person.
The next two are Sandra Bullock and Matt Damon.
No, neither one. No.
Jennifer Garner?
No.
I feel like she kind of looks like Jennifer Garner.
No, there's another Hillary Swank lookalike.
You know what? She looks a lot like Matt Damon. I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
They look a lot alike.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, Google that.
We should have a new segment called Google That.
Google That. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the first time of Google That.
Maybe we should not give Google the press and call it like Duck Go Duck That. Isn't that
duck,
the name?
Duck Go?
Duck Duck Go.
I have it on my phone.
You would.
It's called.
We have a new segment called
Duck Duck Go.
Duck Duck Go That. See, it just doesn't sound.
Yahoo,
I feel like
that.
Yahoo That.
Bing That.
Bing That. Ask Jeeves That. All right.
We got to Google it.
Turns out Hillary Swank looks a lot like Matt Damon.
Just Google it.
It's
Google That.
Remarkable. Yeah. I'm going to show it to my wife the moment I get home. All right, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.